In the 1920s, it was not uncommon for the Gershwin brothers, composer George and lyricist Ira, to have two shows running on Broadway at the same time. They were that prolific and that popular. This season, 75 years after George's death, it's happening again with Porgy and Bess, and Nice Work If You Can Get It. Jeff London reports this is no coincidence. Both shows were generated by the Gershwin estates, the heirs to the Gershwin fortune.
Neither George nor Ira Gershwin had children, so their heirs are nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. And these family members are charged with looking after intellectual property that is not only highly loved, but immensely lucrative, a multi-million dollar a year responsibility.
It's our job to search out and find uses for this treasure trove of music. And both the George Gershwin family and the Ira Gershwin family take this responsibility very seriously.
Michael Strunsky, Ira Gershwin's nephew, is trustee of his uncle's estate. He used to be in the construction business. Strunsky says sometimes they make decisions to license Gershwin songs for films or ads.
Come fly the airline that's uniting the world. Come fly the friendly skies.
Those are business decisions that any business organization might make. I think in many ways the estates are business organizations.
On Broadway right now are two shows which come directly out of the estate's desire to keep the Gershwin legacy in the spotlight. Although Porgy and Bess premiered on Broadway in 1935, its home has been in the Opera House, where an uncut version of George Gershwin's masterpiece runs almost 4 hours. The Gershwin estates wanted to create a Broadway-friendly version. They worked with the DeBose Hayward estate. He authored the book the opera was based on and collaborated with George and Ira on it. Director Diane Paulus was hired, and she brought in Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Susan Laurie Parks and jazz composer Deirdre L. Murray to adapt the opera. Paulus says all three were given
the encouragement from both the Gershwin and the DeBose Hayward estate to look at the libretto and look at the characters and strengthen what is there in a way that would make the piece viable as a musical theater version on Broadway.
Their version of Porgy and Bess, which stars Audra McDonald, runs about 2.5 hours. There are some significant changes made to the music and drama. The reigning dean of musical theater, Stephen Sondheim, wrote a scathing letter to the New York Times before the show opened its pre-Broadway tryout in Boston. Director Diane Paulus.
It was a little bit hard when we hadn't even opened the show and we were being attacked because it felt like, wait, we haven't even done it yet.
But when the show did open on Broadway, some critics had problems with it. Anthony Tomasini of the New York Times points out that in the original version, Summertime is sung as a solo lullaby by Clara, which underscores that the living is not easy in the African-American community of Catfish Row. But in this version, it becomes a duet with her husband, Jake.
Then you spread your wings and you take the sky.
So now it becomes a nice, sentimental, romantic duet for a married couple. It's nostalgic. To me, it's less gritty, less modern, less contemporary, more stereotyped.
With Daddy and Mama.
That's not just a directorial touch. That's a rewriting and reconceiving of the music.
But Ira Gershwin trustee Michael Strunsky heartily approves of the changes. He points out the new version of Porgy and Bess is meant to coexist with the operatic version.
This is the first version that has ever been truly accessible for Porgy and Bess. And although everything isn't perfect, you know, the audiences express their joy every night.
Joy is what director Kathleen Marshall and her collaborators on the other Gershwin show are going for. Nice Work If You Can Get It has Bootleggers, Naughty Chorus Girls, Matthew Broderick, Kelly O'Hara, and lots and lots and lots of Gershwin tunes.
The thought was that Nice Work If You Can Get It is sort of a Gershwin comedy fest. So it feels like that kind of wonderful, sort of absurd screwball comedy from that era, but then hopefully with a nice dose of romance and heart at the same time.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me.
The show is partially the brainchild of trustee Michael Strunsky, who saw a version of the Gershwin Brothers' 1926 musical O.K. done in San Francisco almost 20 years ago. He convinced the other heirs to hire playwright Joe DiPietro to write a new libretto, which is morphed into something almost entirely different. Like the current version of Porgy and Bess, director Kathleen Marshall says the team on Nice Work was given kind of carte blanche by the estates to do as they pleased.
They basically gave us permission to use everything in the Gershwin catalog except for Porgy and Bess and of the I Sing, which of course is a kind of its own complete show.
Won't you tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead.
Michael Strunsky says the Gershwin Estates will soon be watching over another project, a stage adaptation of An American in Paris. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can see scenes from Nice Work If You Can Get It at NPR.org. We're glad you're listening to this local public radio station. You can also follow Morning Edition throughout the day on Facebook and Twitter at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. The program is directed by Van Williamson and Selena Simmons-Duffin. Our production staff includes Jess Gittner, Asma Khalid, Travis Larchuk, Kevin Leahy, Lauren McGaughey, Steve Monroe, Vince Pearson, Leah Scarpelli, Lindsay Totti, and Rachel Ward, with Ben Bergman and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Kasika. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonnell. The theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.